President Jacob Zuma signed into law the new FICA Act late last week. This act is aimed at fighting tax evasion and money laundering. This follows a lengthy delay after Parliament approved some changes earlier this year and returned it to Zuma to sign. And he has now signed it more than 2 months later after we have missed an international deadline. The deadline was, however, extended to next month. On the line is Cas Cavadia of the Banking Association. Cas, welcome to the show. You and probably everyone in South Africa must be very relieved that the President has finally signed this act.
Well, I hope it is everybody in South Africa. I'm certainly relieved. We've been asking for this act to be signed for almost a year since the amendments after a thorough public consultation process through the Standing Committee on Finance were accepted and the amended bill was referred to the President.
Why do you think the delay?
We are very happy it's signed. Why the delay? I really don't know. I mean, if the President had constitutional issues like he eventually said he did have in a particular section of the bill, he could have referred those back to Parliament expeditiously. Instead, he did not do that. I don't know why. When he did eventually refer it back, the Standing Committee had two public sessions where six senior counsel representing different interests all agreed that the President's concerns had no validity and that the bill does bear constitutional muster. Mm-hmm. So it's a pity we had to get to the edge of the precipice, as far as that goes, but at least it's signed now.
Yeah. What are the main changes to the bill?
Well, what it does, I think the main thing is that it introduces a risk-based approach towards these sorts of activities. Ordinary run-of-the-mill clients who don't have massive amounts going through their accounts and who the transactional activity through their account is fairly steady and on a monthly basis, normal usual transactions go through, will not be as such great oversight. And so it will make it easier on the man in the street as far as regulatory oversight for FICA is concerned. Whereas for those clients that have large accounts and through which accounts lots of transactions go through, those, and particularly politically influential people, those will have greater oversight. And banks are now obligated to actually go through significant oversight of those accounts, which if they don't do, and if they don't have a system in place, they can be fined for. And so it enables banks to actually identify suspicious activity sooner with greater oversight on those sorts of accounts and report to the Financial Intelligence Center, which then decides what to do with it.
Treasury now needs to implement the new act. What does this process entail, and is there a deadline attached to the implementation?
Well, there isn't a deadline. What they need to do now is go through a process to put the regulations into place. And usually the regulations are released for public comment. We would urge the Minister Gigaba to actually do this expeditiously. We believe that the President himself has now said that his concerns have been adequately addressed. So there shouldn't be any other issues with the bill. The President certainly hasn't raised any other issues with the bill, so we would urge the Minister to expeditiously introduce and complete the process to actually develop and put regulations into place so that we can implement.
Thank you, Cas. That was Cas Cavadia of the Banking Association.